You're now listening to the Storm Chat Podcast. Hosted by Greg Stewart.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 23 of the Storm Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Stewart, founder and CEO of G-Storm Entertainment, LLC. And this week, we are going to be talking about the importance of quality. Now, if you have not checked out the previous 22 episodes, be sure to do that on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as the G-Storm Network YouTube channel. New episodes every Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time on those platforms. And without further ado, let's dive into the G-Storm news. Just a reminder, guys, episode 25 will be the final episode of season one of the Storm Chat Podcast. I'm going to be taking a hiatus from the Storm Chat Podcast after episode 25, which is in 2 weeks from now. And I am going to be focusing on a lot of different things in regards to G-Storm Entertainment. You guys already know, I got the Attorney Zen Volume 2 coming out, the Attorney Zen Demo. I've been actually working on some things with my other series, Dragoi, so that's been a lot of fun. In addition to that, I got my commercial game. I actually have another commercial game I'm working on. About that. I am working on two games now. I don't know if I said that before, but in case I didn't, yeah, I'm working on two games now, so that's a lot of fun. And I'm actually going to Japan late May. So like the last week of May, I'm going to Japan. So I am going to be exploring and vlogging. I'm going to be posting that on the YouTube channel, the G-Storm Network YouTube channel. If you have not subscribed to the YouTube channel, please go to my YouTube and do so. And if you're watching this on YouTube, be sure to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. I would really appreciate it. I cannot wait to go. I'm going to be visiting all different types of places, trying all different types of food. Of course, there's going to be a lot of anime stuff there. So I'm very excited to see all the cool things that are out there. And yeah, you guys are going to experience that with me, and it's going to be a great time. I'm so excited. I'm super excited. But yes, the Storm Chat Podcast is going to be taking a hiatus after episode 25. Keep that in mind. But that does not mean the content stops. I'm going to be cranking out some YouTube videos, going to be focusing on YouTube a little bit more because I am in the U.S. The United States, the U.S., and we are experiencing a potential ban on TikTok. So in case TikTok gets banned, you guys can follow me on YouTube and Instagram and all the other fun platforms. If you're watching on YouTube, the link to my link tree is in the description. And you can follow me on Instagram at gstorm.entertainment, as well as my Facebook is gstorm entertainment and Twitter is gstorm inc. Or X or whatever you want to call it now. But yeah, guys, just in case TikTok gets banned, I'm going to be focusing on my other social media platforms, especially YouTube. So I'm going to be trying to crank out some more YouTube videos while Storm Chat is taking a break. And of course, I got to focus on my trips and all the other fun stuff. But yeah, I'm excited. I hope you guys join me and we'll just see what happens. Only time will tell what the future holds. But anyway, that is the G-Storm news. We are going to dive into the question of the week now. The question of the week is, what do you think is the most important factor when it comes to creating a comic or manga? What do you think is the most important thing when it comes to creating a comic or manga? Is it the story? Is it the art? Is it the print quality? Let me know in the comments or even send me a DM. And don't forget to hit the like button and subscribe button to the podcast wherever you're listening to, because we are going to be diving into a lot of stuff in season two, which will be dropping in the summertime. And of course, follow me on my social media platforms to stay up to date as to when season two comes out and when the vlogs and all that stuff come out. So you guys already know. But let me know in the comments about the question of the week. That's enough dilly-dallying for right now. It is time to talk about the quality of your content, or the importance of quality when making a comic or a manga. And we can talk, we can add in video games for this too. Sorry, it's for indie games as well. So let's dive into it. It does not matter how many followers a person has, how much money they make, or even how much attention our product gets. The one thing that truly matters when you're an independent manga creator is the quality of your content. I feel like a lot of independents forget about quality. Like, you can't just create a story and add in a bunch of cool fight scenes and say, I'm inspired by my favorite anime, and just be like, all right, yeah, I'm successful now. Like, that's not how it works. Like, why do you think a lot of big stories or even indie stories get the attention that they get and the attention that they deserve? It's because the creators did their homework. It's because the creators put in the time and the effort to make a good quality product. And just because you see somebody having a bunch of followers or they say they made a bunch of money or whatever doesn't necessarily mean that their product is good. Like, look at mainstream content. Like, look at Disney. Like, Disney movies can make millions of dollars, but does that mean they have good films? Not every film that they have is a good film. Not every film that they have is putting up Avengers Endgame numbers or something like that. Like, you know, like, you guys have to, and I feel like that's one thing that a lot of people overlook. Like, they overlook the quality of a product and they just focus on the numbers. In the previous episode, we talked about why a lot of independent creators get discouraged. They look at bigger creators and they compare themselves to those creators and say, you know what, I'm probably not ever going to be as good as those guys. They have this, that, and that. They have big following. They have all this. But I think people forget that that doesn't really matter. Their big platform doesn't matter. What matters is how good is their product. Because for all you know, they could have a bunch of followers and their story could be awful. Like, you just don't know. You just don't know. And I think a lot of independents, that's where a lot of people mess themselves up, because they think success equals followers or success equals money. But that's not true. You guys should be focusing on building your own craft, your own style. You should be focusing on bettering your story, bettering your art, on learning as you go, because that's what it is at the end of the day. It's a learning experience. You're not going to have everything figured out off the bat. You're not going to have some incredible product off the bat. Like, and don't ever think that you can't just go back and remaster your work or redo your work and make it better. Because as you continue to grow, as you continue to create your story, you're going to get better. And this is not just me saying it to make you feel better. It actually is part of the process. I promise you are going to get better. And when you continue growing, you're going to look back at your old work and say, wow, I came a long way. This is what my first chapter was. This is what my first book was. You know what? Let me go back and make this better, because I think I can make this better now. I think I can go ahead and upgrade the quality of my work now, because I already got my hands dirty. I already went and did the damn thing and get my work done and do what I wanted to do to start off. Now I know how the industry works. I know how things go. So now let me go ahead and make it better. And then I probably want to make the stuff that I'm currently working on better before I release that. You know, there's a lot of different things. Like, do not limit yourself to just, okay, I'm starting off this way and I'm looking at this creator and that creator and that creator and have a bunch of followers and a lot of attention and a bunch of fan art and fan pages and all this other stuff. And I'm going to, like, I'm not ever going to be like that. Like, don't think that way. Don't think that looking at other people's success is where you should be. Like, because, you're going to have your own kind of success. Everybody's path is going to be completely different. If you guys ever saw the earlier images and pages of Attack on Titan and One Punch Man, two of the biggest anime franchises of this century, then you would know that the art was not good. The art was not good at all. And okay, we know art can be subjective, but what really got these stories the attention that they got and deserved were the stories. People really liked the story, and the creators improved the art. They even had people help them with the art, just so it could become a best-selling franchise. And here we are today. You know, the rest is history. People love Attack on Titan. People love One Punch Man. And I think one of the most important things that those success stories teaches us is that where you start is not going to be your final destination. You are going to get better. And I say this all the time. I said this in previous episodes. You're going to get better as you go along. And that's just part of the process. Now, a lot of people think one thing you shouldn't do is just crank out a bunch of content. Like, I know a lot of indies who think, you know, I need to work. In order for me to be like the greats, I need to work like the greats. I need to keep cranking out chapters weekly or every few weeks or even a month or every 2 months. Like, in order for people to like my stuff, in order for me to be successful. I don't want you to overwork yourself. Don't overwork yourself. Like, again, take your time. It's not a race. You're not racing against anybody. Yes, you have people who have the same aspirations as you, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you are in a race to try to beat them and get your product out before theirs. I mean, I get it. It's kind of a business. You want to be competitive. There's that competitive sense to it, but you don't have to do all that. You guys remember to take your time, build up the quality of your story, and don't just focus on cranking out books over and over again. Because if you do that, like, quality over quantity, if you're just going to keep cranking out chapters and keep cranking out books and not really focusing on the quality, are you really going to be sustainable? Are you really going to be making a lot of money? Like, most likely not. And you just have to have that mindset of, you know what? I'm going to take my time. I'm going to focus on building up the story, bettering my art with each passing chapter, bettering my storytelling with each passing chapter. Hell, even the printing quality, even trying to make my the printing of your books better. I know, like, especially you're doing, like, things like through Amazon or Mixum or something like that. Like, you just have to focus on creating. It's better to take your time and come out with a good product than rush one out. Like, I promise you. I've seen people who've tried to rush out chapters because they want to be like the greats. They want to be like the great manga creators. So they rush chapters out week after week or month or every month or so. And they're not good. Most of them aren't good. Most indie stories aren't good because they are too busy trying to be like the professionals. Again, you are not a professional. You are not Shonen Jump. You are you. You are an independent creator. Work at your own pace. You have creative control. You are in complete control of how you want your product to be presented. You are in complete control of the production, which means everything you say, it goes. You're not the greats. You don't have people breathing down your neck saying, hey, I want this out next week so we can get more money, money, money. Well, I just want you guys to not risk your health and go through a bunch of complications as you get older and working on your stories just because you're trying to be somebody that you're not. Just don't do it. Your customers want to be entertained. They want a product that they can look at, that they can enjoy, that they can put their money out for. And how can they do that if the quality is not there? So just remember to focus on building the quality of your story. That is the key to success. The key to success is quality. I even look at my own stuff and say, you know what? I kind of want to go back and work on this because I want to make it better. I know I can make it better. And I'm going to make it better so that I can have more customers come to G-Storm Entertainment, check out all the things that I'm doing. And I already know that where I am now, currently, as I'm recording in this episode and talking to you guys, it's not going to be where I end up in a month or so, or 3 months, or even next year, or 2 years, or 4 years, or 10 years, you know? Like, where you start is not going to be your final destination. I just want you guys to keep that in mind. Because, again, quality is how you're going to win. But, folks, that is all I have for you guys today. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave a like and subscribe to the podcast. Check out my website, www.gstorminc.com, as well as my online store, www.gstormstore.com. You can follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, as well as TikTok. If TikTok doesn't get banned in the U.S. soon, hopefully that doesn't happen. We'll see. But follow me on there anyway. And yeah, guys, thank you so much for the support. Reminder, we are 2 episodes away from the season finale of the Storm Chat podcast until we hit our hiatus. I'm going to be having a lot of announcements coming up in regards to the projects that I'm working on in these final 2 episodes. So be on the listen out for that. And yeah, guys, I'm out of here. Take care. Be blessed. Focus on that quality. Get that quality up. And have yourselves a great day. Peace.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Storm Chat Podcast, hosted by Greg Stewart. Make sure you like and comment on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode.